The Cats go to Knoxville and get the massive win over the Tennessee Volunteers. I'm pretty stoked about it. I think my co-host and good buddy Carson Nash is too. And that's what we're going to discuss on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by the previously mentioned Carson Nash. And Carson, I did in fact end up seeing you Saturday night. It seemed like you were having a pretty good time. Any comments?
You know, it was a great night, Andrew. You know, all of it, everything went right. Kentucky ended up securing the 2 seed in the SEC tournament. We get a commitment from Kevin Knox's little brother, Carter Knox, right after the game. It was just an awesome overall night for BBN, and it was fantastic.
I had a pretty good night. It was a fun night. I'm not, yeah, we good time. But
we had a good time.
But Kentucky gets the 85-81 win. We'll get into it. But first, we want to tell you all our plan for the week, with this being a crazy week, SEC tournament, all that. So this show that you're watching, we're recording this Monday. Of course, it's coming out. It's going to be out here in a little bit. We're then going to record a show about Carter Knox. What does his commitment mean? Talk about the recruiting class. We'll record that today, but that will come out tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. And then Wednesday, we will preview the SEC tournament. We're going to both make a bracket. We're not going to share who we pick, and then we're going to run through it all. We'll do that on Wednesday. So 3 shows coming to you this week, and then, of course, you know, we'll have stuff throughout the weekend. We'll both be in Nashville for the tournament, so a lot of fun there. And once again, y'all hitting the subscribe button, it's just been incredible. I mean, I think we were at 413 when we clicked record for this episode. It's just been insane. So we really appreciate the help. And those of you tuning in, continue to hit that subscribe button. If you haven't already, hit that like button. It really does help us grow this show, you know, and we appreciate all the support there. But let's get right into this ball game. 85-81 win for the Cats. Reed Shepard, as I said, you remember, Carson, I was getting ready to take Tennessee. And then it hit me. It hit me right then. I said, Reed Shepard's not going to get swept by Tennessee. Ain't going to happen. And what does the kid do? He goes and scores 27 points on 9 of 14 shooting. Carson, thoughts on the big win?
Yeah, so Reed was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the Shepard family, they are not fans of Tennessee. I know for a fact. Stacy, when she was playing, that was their era with Pat Summitt. I'm sure she just hated them. So to see him take over, and the majority of his points were in the second half. And so him hitting those threes in the second half to pretty much ice the game and keep us far enough away to prevent the comeback was huge. And it was freaking awesome to see.
Oh yeah. That was a huge win. Shout out to Pat Summitt, the GOAT. I mean, truly shout out to Pat. Love Pat Summitt. I think for me, and it's once again, you know who else scored 27 points? Reeves. Would you even have known it? No.
The quietest 27 ever. And he shot 50% from the field.
Yeah, 50% from the field. You know, and what I love is that the Cats are being efficient. I mean, 9 of 14 for Reed. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me for 27? Come on now. 7 of 10 from deep? Goodness gracious. Yeah. That's
how about our boy Stefaniak?
I know it, but what about that step back three? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear your reaction to the step back three. I've never seen him do that. That was
No, it's so impressive. It is absolutely impressive. And I swear he kept hitting them. Like Tennessee would get a lead, get close to the lead, and then boom, we're stretching it back out right there with another big shot. So
yeah,
it's impressive.
And, you know, shout out to Dalton Knecht, of course, great competitor. We don't like him because he's really good. Shout out to him, 40 points, you know.
But we did talk about, we and what have we been saying? You can let him beat you. You can't let the others beat you. He shot 16 for 29. He scored 40, but he shot 29 shots.
He was 14 for 29, actually, so he missed.
14 for 29. So exactly, if he's shooting 29 shots, yeah, you probably would get 40.
Yeah, it is funny how it seemed like he was missing the wide open shots, and then when he was taking 40 footers with a hand in his face, he wasn't even touching the net; it was going straight through.
Yeah, and he played so good that like if he wasn't half as what he did, like it would have been a 25 point win. Like because he kept them in that game by himself.
Yeah.
Like, he gave it all. He was doing everything. He was flying for loose balls. Like, he kept them in that game.
But, I mean, the difference here, you know, James has 8 points. Ziegler has 17. Adu has 11.
And most of Ziegler's points were when DJ fouled out.
Yeah. And then Vescovi, a goose. Like, I had a feeling, and Tennessee fans won't want to hear this, and I have a feeling y'all are going to be back for today, which we appreciate. But I think Tennessee's a better basketball team when everybody's eating. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, would you rather – I mean, this isn't rocket science, but I think I'd rather get 20 from Ziegler, 15 from Vescovi, 11 from James, 16 from Adu, and 23 from Connect, rather than him getting 40 and everybody else getting not all that. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. I think Tennessee – the other guys cool down when Connect is doing that. It's why, you know – Tennessee,
they're not touching the ball enough.
I saw a play in the second half
where they had Connect in the corner, and they sent three players to screen for him. To screen for one guy, so he would be able to get open and get the shot off. But when that happens, your players aren't touching the ball enough, you go cold. Like, if you're not getting shots up, you're not going to be in the flow of the game all that much. And so, as great as he is and is for them, if Tennessee doesn't start getting their other players involved, I just don't see them making it super far, because it's like they have one guy. And so when Connect's off, like, what do you do?
Yeah. I mean, so Tennessee is going to be an interesting team in March. You know, just like Tennessee fans are going to say, well, Kentucky can't defend. They're going to not make it out of the first weekend. Maybe. But Tennessee, you know, Tennessee has their issues too.
And don't get it twisted, they're really good.
Yeah,
Tennessee's a really good team.
Yeah,
and they're very, very good defensively and physically. So they're still a really good team. I just think we played better than they did. That's all it really came down to.
I've got an interesting stat here I noticed the other day, and maybe it's not that interesting. I want you to tell me if it's interesting. 5 Kentucky players scored a point. Did you know that?
Only 5? That's crazy, because it's pretty much and I feel like the one of them wasn't high in points. Like, I feel
Wagner,
like 4 guys.
Wagner has 81 of your 85 points came from Edwards, Reeves, Reed, and Rob. And then Wagner had 4 points.
But to be fair, those are your guys.
Yeah. But that's those just, are your guys. That's just a crazy stat line. I'm not saying like
I know. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. And I'll bring this up. Because I think the most impactful player had 0 points.
You go. Yeah.
Because think about the first game, right? Mm-hmm. Tennessee offensive rebounded well, mm-hmm. and they got a lot of paint looks.
Yeah.
And they were getting a lot of easy buckets. Guess what Hugo did? He said, nope, I'll have 7 blocks with 14 minutes left to go in the game.
Yeah.
So when you shut down Tennessee's
paint, were you serious about the 7 thing or are you kidding?
What?
He only had 4 blocks. Were you serious about the 7, or was that an exaggeration?
Yeah, I was an exaggeration.
If you're going to exaggerate, though, you got to go like he had 18. You know what I mean? You got to really sell the exaggeration. That's why I was like 74 million. You got to sell it. You got to sell the exaggeration.
It felt like he had 100, because I feel like half of the blocks were him and Adu just absolutely just crushing the Tennessee guys.
Yeah.
But I think when you shut the paint down that much, like, it's hard for Tennessee to get going because they really focus on their size and getting a lot of easy looks at the rim.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, this is just a
– Oh, and one more thing. I think there was a play with like 3 minutes left to go in the game, and Connect was driving to take it to the rim. And if he hit it, it would have been a 3-point game. And so and then Big Z blocked him. And we ended up getting the ball back and scoring on the next possession. So I think that was a huge, huge play and huge stop right there.
I do want to have one conversation. The last 2 minutes, what the heck was that? You are going to get sent home if you do that.
No, 100%. And I think the biggest thing with that is I think as good of an inbounds passer as he is, he has to come off the inbounds line and get the ball. Reed Sheppard, I think he has to have the ball in those situations. And he did. He made a turnover, but he slipped. Like, it was a slick area. And
I did that. Yeah, I saw
it. I don't really blame that on him. It was slick. He slipped. So I think the best case scenario for us is to have someone else pass the ball in, maybe like DJ, have DJ throw it in and have Reed come and get it. Plus, Reed's your best free throw shooter too. So you're going to want him to have the ball in his hands at the free throw line at the end too.
Yeah. And then real quick, shout out to some of the cats. So Reed Shepherd wins SEC Freshman of the Year, also selected the all SEC Freshman team. You got Reeves on the first team all SEC. And then you have DJ Wagner on the all freshman team. And then you also have Rob on the all freshman team, and Rob wins Sixth Man of the Year. I love that they didn't give Sixth Man of the Year to Reed as well. That was really cool. I was hoping we talked about that on the phone, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
I was hoping that they were going to give one to Reed and one to Rob. I figured Freshman of the Year would go to Reed. I'm glad they gave Sixth Man of the Year to Rob, because any other year, you know, these dudes are winning SEC Freshman of the Year. So
yeah,
love to see that. And I think if Edwards was playing like he is now all year, which it's easy to say that, but he is a all SEC freshman candidate. And then Hugo, I think a little bit got screwed on the no all defensive team. I think that.
Yeah, no, I felt the same way, because when he takes control of some games for us.
Yeah. Just
his impact defensively. So I thought he should have been on there. And one more thing. So this team has yet to lose with a fully healthy squad this season. Just throwing that out there.
How many games have they played with a fully healthy squad?
Not many. Not a ton.
What was the game that Trey Mitchell got hurt? You remember that again? Did we win that game? Did we win that game? Where we were healthy for the first time all year, and then he got hurt halfway through the game. I forget who that was against. Did we win that game?
I'm not entirely sure.
It was. I know it was in Rupp. I just forget who
it was in Rupp. I'm guessing we won. I think it might have been against a lower team.
I think it might have been Ole Miss.
It was. I think you're right.
No, it wasn't Ole Miss. It was.
It wasn't.
Was it Bama? There's no way it was Bama. Let's see. Was it Bama?
No, it wasn't Bama.
Now I don't. Was it Gonzaga? I don't remember now.
But either way, I think that. This team fully healthy is fully healthy, and with Justin starting to become like I'm at the point now where when he fires up a shot, I'm like, that's going in. Like, his form is beautiful.
Good for that.
It's beautiful, and he's so confident now. I heard his post game comments about him like going in a room by himself, taking a break before the game, getting his thoughts together, getting collected. Mm-hmm. Like, that's real mature stuff out of a freshman.
Yeah,
and he's starting to show how dominant he can really be. And it's awesome. It's awesome for us. And it could definitely propel us to a national championship.
Yeah. I mean, my final thoughts on this game is you got to be better at close games out. You will go home if you do that. In March, those shots always fall. The team's down eight. They jack up a half-court three to make it five, and then we'll start doing foully poo-poo. Those shots always go in. You know what I mean? Always go in March. It's March. This is March. And so you got to be able to close games out. Free throws. Reed Shepherd is ice at the free throw line. So is Antonio Reeves. We have our guys that I'm not worried about stepping up to the line and making free throws, but you got to get them in the position to do that. That's definitely a concern. And then I'm proud of this team. You know, early in the morning, you call me, you say, if Arkansas wins, Kentucky, secures the double bye or secures?
Yes. If Arkansas had beaten Alabama, we would have had the double bye without even having to beat
Exactly. Tennessee. And so when they lost that game, I was like, man, if we lose this game, we have to beat Tennessee to get that double bye. And they win it and they get the two seed. I mean, that's just awesome to see. Good for this team. It's just, that's grit.
This team fight, man. They are some fighters.
And the last thing I will say is, if you don't think this Kentucky team can make a run, you're crazy. Now, if you are a person that's like, well, you know, that bleed the KenPom metrics, yes. I mean, it's that stuff's not in Kentucky's favor, and it's not going to be. So, I mean, you know, people, this team can make a run. This team could also lose in the round of 32. I mean, the possibilities are endless for this Kentucky team, genuinely.
I tell you, I wouldn't trade positions with any other team right now.
No, because this team is getting hot. They are getting hot. They have players. I know DJ didn't have his best shooting night from deep, but he's still shooting the ball better. Justin is feeling it. This team is peaking. There's no other way to describe it. This team is peaking. So, Carson, any other thoughts on the win over Tennessee?
Not at all, other than it was expected. And get ready to expect it again in the SEC Championship.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one. I think Auburn might get them. I don't know why I have that. I think Kentucky.
Tennessee has a harder road. Tennessee has a harder road than Kentucky does to get to the SEC Championship.
Oh, I think Kentucky got the best draw. I'll tell you this. This is our Wednesday show, so we're not going to spoil it too much. But I'm not stoked about the A&M thing.
No, yeah,
they're playing well right now.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to get a little revenge though. And they're fighting for their life, you know. So I don't love some
revenge.
Yeah, I don't love that matchup, but we'll get into that on Wednesday. But, yeah, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. Like I said, please hit that subscribe button. It really does help a ton. Really appreciate it. Hit the like button. Tell a friend. That helps, too. If you like the show, tell a friend. And then check out all the writing work over at Wildcats Today. You know, there's no subscription when it comes to us at Wildcats Today. We're free coverage of your Wildcats. So go check it out. We really appreciate that as well. This will be coming out to y'all today. Tomorrow morning, we'll have a show on Carter Knox, and then we will preview the SEC tournament on Wednesday. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday today. Really soak up that win over Tennessee. Enjoy it. And we will see y'all tomorrow morning.